Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, we're starting with a story about a local company involved in developing a COVID-19 antibody test.
Yes, Beth, good morning. A Rochester company recently got emergency use authorization from the FDA to produce this antibody test. Basically, it gives Ortho Clinical Diagnostics the ability to quickly ramp up production for a blood test that can tell whether a person may have developed immunity to COVID-19. And the company says these tests can help determine who can responsibly be permitted to go back to work. Chakalingam Palanapian is the chief innovation officer for Ortho Clinical, which is headquartered in New Jersey, but they do most of their R&D and manufacturing work up here in Rochester. He says staffers here work day and night to develop this antibody test.
The test itself was developed in a very rapid turnaround time by our Rochester community scientists and engineers, and the actual technology that will run the test. The instruments are also developed by our Rochester community of scientists and engineers.
And Palanapian says the goal is to be able to do millions of tests a day by sometime next month. There have been some stories about whether too many of these antibody tests on the market have accuracy problems, but Palanapian telling me that Ortho Clinical has met the highest standards of the FDA, and he says the chance of an error from their antibody test ranges from marginal to none. We got new data last week from the State Labor Department on job growth. These are the monthly figures we often talk to you about, and last week's report is for March, but State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino notes the newest numbers really don't fully reflect yet the big downturn in the economy because of the pandemic. She says we'll see that in future numbers. Still, private sector job growth in Rochester for March was down 1,200 jobs compared to a year ago. Marino says the job market did start to soften up a bit late last year.
Rochester's longest economic expansion on record came to an end during the second half of 2019, and that trend continued through the first quarter of 2020. Employment declined modestly. Retail, trade, and leisure was driving the majority of those losses.
And Marino says restaurants, bars, hotels, among those taking a hit in terms of jobs in the latest report with the unemployment claims up sharply. The State Retail Council has launched an effort designed to help independent businesses market their products and services when they generally are limited to doing that online because of the coronavirus pandemic. It is called RetailNewYork.com. That is an online directory for a variety of merchants who want to let people know they are open for online and phone orders. Ted Patricus is president of the Retail Council, and he says this is also a good way for New Yorkers to support these small businesses.
These Main Street merchants have the same online capacity as the big national and worldwide brands do. They ship right from their store. These are the Main Street guys that we know and love that we really miss going to visit. This is a way to get them some business and to remind us that they're out there.
Listing on the new directory is free for Retail Council members and also at least through August 31st for stores that are not yet members of that statewide association. Endeavor, a global organization that supports and accelerates high-impact entrepreneurs, has launched a new office in Western New York, which it says is designed to fuel growth and economic development in the region. Endeavor Western New York will support founders and companies in this area that have passed through the initial startup phase and demonstrate the potential for rapid expansion. Endeavor's co-founder and CEO, Linda Rottenberg, says that while they've been prepared to launch Endeavor in Western New York for more than a year, this is an especially important time because of the downturn in the economy with the pandemic. She says they see a lot of potential for Rochester and Buffalo's entrepreneurs to invest in the region and inspire the next generation. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.